This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, April 12th. God's word to you today is Amazing Grace. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Peter 2, verse 21, and it says, "For God called you to do good, even if it means suffering, just as Christ suffered for you. He is your example, and you must follow in his steps." When you examine the period of Jesus' punishment, death, burial, and resurrection, it gives us a model by which the resurrection power can come alive in our lives too. Jesus was giving us a model through his suffering. Just as Christ suffered for you, he is your example, and you must follow in his steps. Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection took place over a period of 3 days. Friday was the day of pain and suffering. Saturday was the day of doubt and confusion. Sunday is the day of joy and victory. Here is the thing. In our lives, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will happen. You're going to go through Fridays, through Saturdays, and through Sundays. You're going to feel the pain and the sorrow of Friday. You're going to go through the doubt and the confusion of Saturday. You're going to experience the joy and the victory of Sunday. In Jesus' name, say amen. Amen. So when we're experiencing Friday, do not worry, because Sunday is coming. When you are faced with Saturday, do not worry, because Sunday is coming. However, the question is, what do we do in our days of pain? How do we get through our days of doubt and confusion? And how do I get to our day of joy and victory? Let us look at the 3 days and learn from Jesus what to do in the days of pain, how to get through the days of doubt and confusion, and how to get to the days of joy and victory. Friday, the day of pain. Jesus went through pain on every level. Jesus went through physical pain. He was beaten and scourged. He went through emotional pain. He was shamed. They stripped him naked and he was spat at. Jesus was betrayed. He went through psychological pain. While he was on the cross, he saw his mother, helpless, crying. One of the toughest things for any man is to see his mother crying. It is unbelievably tough. Some women do not understand it. Jesus looked at his mother, and the pain was unbearable. Jesus experienced spiritual pain. The sin of the entire world was put on one person. So if you're going through pain, Jesus understands your pain because he has been through deeper levels of pain. Hebrews 2:18 says, "Since he himself has gone through suffering and testing, he is able to help us when we are tested." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owe the debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. Now I can sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Amen. How Jesus paid the debt I could never pay. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.